Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
Yeah, that's it. Ricky Martin faced 50 years in prison, but I think it's been dropped, right?
I saw that his nephew...
He was having sex with his nephew.
What?
That was the claim.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't want to say that he did it, because apparently he didn't get in trouble. It's the Church of Laszlo. I'm Laszlo. It's Slim Fat, Snow Cone, and Julia. And you caught us while we were just, you know, talking about stuff going on.
Yeah, Ricky
before
Martin.
Snowcone just turned on the microphones.
It says...
Did you hear about Ricky Martin, Julia?
I keep seeing the headlines, but I didn't dive in.
I'm the same way. I saw something about an accusation. I didn't see that it was his nephew.
And I saw sex with nephew. And
you're like, I'm all in.
Well,
let's see what this is about.
So that
was a week ago. TMZ reported that Ricky Martin faced 50 years in prison after incest and domestic violence claims were made against him. On July 1st, the 50-year-old star was served a temporary restraining order from a person who Martin allegedly dated for 7 months, but the identity remained anonymous. A Puerto Rican news website reported the parties were related for 7 months. They separated 2 months ago, but Ricky does not accept the separation. Related? Ricky calls him frequently. In addition, the petitioner has seen him hanging around his residence on at least 3 occasions. The petitioner fears for his safety, the report went on.
Martin, this has been dismissed, right?
Yeah, so what did he just say? Because I saw, like, how do you make accusations like that and then say, you know what? I changed my mind. Is he saying, like, it didn't happen at all? Is that?
I don't know.
Well, I just saw a thing that said that he recanted or something. But now what I was just reading to you was, like, the update from BuzzFeed and, like, everything you need to know. So it's giving me the old information,
the
stuff
old
that you already
information.
Knew. So, because I wanted to know, is it a blood relative? You don't get in trouble for dating your nephew if he's by marriage, right?
I wouldn't think so.
That doesn't matter, does it? Okay, it says...
I mean, I think it matters.
Well, sure, to the family especially. Here we go. Martin's brother later identified
it's
the
petitioner
as being...
frowned upon, though, but I don't think it's incest, right?
He was later identified as 21-year-old nephew, Dennis, who said that he'd had a sexual relationship with his uncle, who had become abusive after the romance ended around 8 weeks ago. Sanchez, who is the son of Martin's half-sister, Vanessa, and Martin vehemently denied the allegations via his lawyer. Okay, so it's a nephew of age,
right.
And that was the accusation. Then I'm just looking here for the allegations went to court on Thursday, but the case was dismissed after Sanchez dropped the claims against his uncle. In a statement that was released after the case was thrown out, Martin's attorney maintained that Sanchez had made the allegations up because he is a troubled individual. Boy, just as we had anticipated, the temporary protection order was not extended by the court, the statement says. So, that I mean, look, if you... First of all, that went quick. I guess maybe we found out about it later.
Right, sure.
If TMZ found out about it last week. But still, that goes all the way to court, and then you're like, I'm dropping the charges? I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but he says he feared for his safety and all that. Doesn't that kind of sound like... Wouldn't conspiracy theorists be like they scared him into, you know, not talking anymore? I don't know.
I'm not afraid of Ricky Martin.
That's my thing, I guess. I mean, but, you know, he said
that
he was
all the people who could walk in here right now and be like, hey, I'd be like, are you Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He looks good. I mean, I don't know how old these pictures are, but he looks good. Well, that's good, Ricky.
You're the Menudo guy? Get out of here. I'm more scared of J.C. Chazé than I am Ricky Martin.
So impressed of that, Robert.
I don't even know really who that is, but I know the name.
You just did that, and you pronounced it right.
Thank you very much.
JC.
Thank you.
I can't. JC should
don't
have been
say
the star.
You don't know who that is. It's clearly
well, I know.
Your
I think
favorite.
He's got a beard, but I don't know if he was in NSYNC or Menudo or Backstreet Boys. But I know he was one who like got in trouble. I think that's why I know him. Right?
In trouble? No.
JC Chazé.
He was in NSYNC.
He was in NSYNC, but he was.
I think he might have gotten in trouble.
He was really good looking. I thought he was going to be the star, and then Justin Timberlake just.
Yeah,
I had all
he
my
did.
Stock
he was,
in JC.
He was the second star.
Yeah.
I don't think he got in trouble. Mm.
What
I
kind of trouble
something.
Are you thinking of?
I don't know. I could just if the name sticks out.
You're
to
thinking
me,
of the troublemaker, the one in NSYNC with the braids and the baggy pants. What was his name, Julia? He was the troublemaker.
My grandma loved. That was her favorite.
Your grandma?
Yeah,
loved
she loved him. His name was Chris Kirkpatrick. You could get your ass kicked.
You can get your ass kicked by Chris Kirkpatrick. That's right. There you go.
There you go.
In Moby, you could get stung by Obi.
Mm-hmm. Every boy band has to have the bad boy.
Right.
And
I thought that was J.C. Chazé.
I don't think, did Chris Kirkpatrick get in trouble, or did we just think he did because of that line?
I'm just thinking that Lazo thought he did because he looks like such a badass, you know, because he looks like the kind, he's the troublemaker in the group, I would assume. I mean, Joy Fatone's not getting in
trouble. Google J.C. Chazé, and is he,
see what he's up
you know,
to?
Does he have a police record? That's what I need to know. Does he have a criminal record?
I'll look at, like, just type him in and then go to news, and that's usually where you can figure it out.
And if you go to their wikis, a lot of times it'll say, you know, controversies or legal trouble. I'm looking
the only thing
it
I
now.
See is that Justin Timberlake celebrated brother J.C. Chazé's birthday. They're not brothers, but like,
right.
you know.
It's a brotherhood being an
like
instinct.
You two.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah, his bro. And then every hot guy you grow up loving is now 40 or older. Seems pretty harmless. Okay. Oh, and then was he adopted?
Hmm. Well, I don't know how I know him, but I know him.
Yeah, and I tried looking up. Nope. Never mind. This is famous Disney stars who've been arrested. I don't know why that came up with JC. I don't see anything here about him being in trouble. I wonder who Lazo's thinking of.
Are you thinking of somebody in Backstreet Boys?
He could be.
Aaron,
right?
Aaron Carter. Wasn't in Backstreet Boys.
But his brother
That's
was.
Nick's brother. That family is kind of wild.
Okay.
So maybe one of them.
Yeah, I think it could be that he's thinking of Aaron. Or
AJ was on Celebrity Rehab back in the day, but he's a good man.
He was?
He's a good man.
AJ from Backstreet Boys was on Celebrity Rehab?
He's a good man. When I think of him, I think you're a good man. You're a good man.
My boss ran into him.
It's funny to say that about somebody. I'll tell you what, he's a good man.
Because, you know, when I think of AJ, my boss ran into him a couple years ago at, like, this Italian place in Chicago, and he knows I love the Backstreet Boys, so I answer my FaceTime and it's AJ.
Oh, that's nice.
And
but I love the way instead of like a nice guy or he's, you know, he's cool.
He's a good
like,
man.
He's a good man, a good solid man. He should run for senator one day. He's a good man.
I believe
in the things he says.
I hope he didn't do anything terrible. I don't think so, though. He's a good man.
What was he addicted to on Celebrity Rehab? Was it porn? Was it marijuana?
No, I think it's a good old Coke.
Oh, the expensive stuff. Well, he had money
Wait,
to do
let
it.
Me make sure, because that's a thing to say.
I'm looking him up right now.
Oh, yeah, no, if I type in AJ Coke, things come up.
Okay. Mm. Well, you know, if you've got the money for it.
Well, I don't know how I know J.C. Chazé. Was he on TV, maybe?
No. He was on, he judged something.
Maybe that's how I know
he was a judge on something.
Lazo doesn't watch those contest shows.
No,
though.
But I mean, if he was making news about something.
He might have been on The Voice.
He watches The Kissing Booth. Like, don't be surprised by anything
sure.
he, like, happened to catch.
I did like The Kissing Booth, one and two. I haven't made it to three yet, though.
Yeah,
and I have not started The Summer I Look Pretty. But I got a whole weekend.
You do?
Yep.
So I started it, and I've been waiting because we were supposed to watch it together.
I'll get caught up tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to look up the biggest troublemakers in all boy
bands. In boy
bands.
That's
and then
that's,
we can do, go
we
through
go.
A list.
Oh, you that know, would
I think
be nice.
Be a good
that
discussion.
Would be nice.
And Julia, know these
and
people.
I'll make my own list of the top good men.
Okay.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I have an update.
Yeah?
The text where they said, you know, they found their husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about
sexting.
Yeah, sexting. Me and Julia
people.
Almost got a divorce over it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. Really bad. We fought. I mean, me and Julia have more relationship problems than these people.
Right. Well, we're often an alliance. So, like, when we fight, it really upsets me.
Right. Both of us. It's, it's harmful.
We go home with him.
So, the text on Tuesday said that she's been married for 15 years. She found out that her husband's been sexting. He hasn't done anything physically with anyone, and their sex life between the two of them is very healthy. What should she do?
Right. And so, she responded today, said, I listened to your podcast, and...
And?
We had some questions for her, so she answered them. The exchanges were through email that he had left open on her phone.
Oh, is that how he got caught? Okay, yeah. So email, huh?
On
email
her phone?
With girls on OnlyFans.
Oh, they were OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Wait, so was it like texting, sexting, or is he just messaging?
I guess it was emailing like explicit stuff with OnlyFans people.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. You don't get, unless you're
a
Duggar
like
or something.
It's there for.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble for that, right?
Yeah, so she said, I told him, pick a lane. And she said, we picked a lane, we're going to be happy and stay married. Good for you.
Okay. Unless she had previously disclosed, like, hey, right. I don't, like, it upsets
me. Right, and
me
that's got to be way up front. That's got to be up front when dating, where, like, hey, I think porno's cheating.
Right.
Then you can be like, okay, we're going to go Dutch, and I'm out after this, right? Like, I'm no longer, Red Lobster's over, pay for your own captain's feast, I'm out. But if you haven't had that discussion, then porno's not cheating.
No way.
Yeah,
no.
I agree with you. And and as, you know, we were very on opposite ends the other day. Yep. But I will say, I think this is all right.
Yeah, okay, I think it's way different. That's like, I mean, I know that cams and messaging people on OnlyFans is a little bit different, I guess, than just watching
streaming
the
porn,
the
but
video.
It's not.
But not really. It just costs more.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day.
I mean, if the problem you're saying is, hey, I don't want you subscribing to paying $2 a minute for cams, that's another argument to have.
Yeah, it's a money problem.
Right, but that ain't a cheating problem.
Do you think that, I'm sure there's someone, but I mean, generally speaking, is there like a large group of people that would say, I'm totally fine with you watching all the porn that you want, but getting on a cam thing and paying for a cam model is
probably.
Too much.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Probably people think it's too far.
Because they probably would see it as like personal.
Too much of a connection. Even though if you explain to them like, hey, I'm not going private. I'm in here with 20 other dudes.
It's like, even if you went private, it's still like a stay-at-home strip club.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right. Or so if a strip club isn't divorce material, then this isn't divorce material.
Or it's like the women who say, you can go to the strip club, just don't buy a lap dance.
Right.
Oh.
Right. That's the exact same thing. There's no physical contact.
Yeah, I think strip clubs should be equal to camps. Okay, so then which do you think is more likely that someone would say, I don't want you...
I think someone should be more upset. Well, I don't think they should be upset. I think they should be more upset if you go to a strip club and get a lap dance than you do at stay at home and look at your computer while your wife's at work. Those are two completely different things.
Yes. I mean, one is... there is a
both
physical
interaction. Both will not need for, you know, a ton of discussion, but I would think one is, you know, slightly further to crossing
the line.
Yeah, I
think more women would have a problem with the lap dances than the cams or whatever.
I would think so.
But also, do you think cams or messaging people on OnlyFans, are they equal? The messaging
I think
OnlyFans?
They're the exact same thing.
Okay, that's that. I'm just making sure again, because I would think it's the same thing too.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, message me your requests or whatever. It's not like you found a way. And as long as she knows this, hopefully she didn't think like, oh, he's got this person's information.
Yeah.
You know, he got her private email. So, no, she's giving it to people on OnlyFans and saying, message me.
Well,
they
said they're going to pick a lane. So she even agreed with the, you know, I'm not going to bring this up all the time.
Okay.
It's over. It's done. We're going to be happy. So good for you.
So he got caught by using her phone.
I don't really know. I mean,
That's a bold move.
Yeah. Why use her? I mean, one thing you should be mad at him about is being stupid.
That's really dumb.
Like, unless it's almost like he wanted you to see.
Or certainly didn't care at the very least, right?
Well, I would say wanted to, because even didn't care,
can I use
unless
your phone
you can tell me, right? Because if he was going to do OnlyFans, you would think he'd at least make up a fake account and not one that would be on your phone.
Right.
That's probably why he's using his Yahoo.
Right, but why is he leaving it on her phone?
Well, that's the
unless some way it got connected to their Yahoo and he didn't know.
Right, were they sharing
their Yahoo happens, right?
All of a sudden. Ooh, does Yahoo still have games? Because maybe he's like, I'm just going to play pool real quick. And she's like, yeah, your whole email's here. It's two.
All right.
But why doesn't he have a phone to play games? You know?
Maybe he's grounded.
Is it possible they have like a throwaway email that they share? And he's like, I'm going to use this throwaway email.
No,
so
he'd be still too risky. I got to think somehow his Yahoo account got connected to one that was on her phone because they have a ton of accounts that are connected.
That's what I'm thinking,
right? Because sometimes you can see, like, if you have Google, it'll come. My oldest has a Google email. And for some reason on my phone, it comes up. Like, do you want to sign in? So if he was signed in, maybe... And I opened it. It might just be on my phone.
Yeah, you know what? It does do that because I think I used like, so this is a perfect example of what happened was that I like lost my phone one day had to log into like the Find My iPhone thing. And now like Josh and I's like iCloud stuff is like logged into each other. So like
it
now sometimes
weird.
His email will come. Yeah, it's weird.
Mine too.
Yeah, the one that always comes to mind, obviously, is if you are an Apple user, an iPhone user, then you've got iMessages, right? Which now I think maybe even Signal and some of those other messaging services that you could use on Android, some of those are now letting you use multiple devices at once. So now if you're new to that, like if you're an Android user your whole life, and it's
I just
got to
think there was some sort of complication that he didn't realize, that his Yahoo account got hooked to hers somehow.
Yeah, or and he could have grabbed it literally and said, I need to look, let me see your phone real quick, even if his is dead or whatever. Maybe he logged in there to get a password reset or something for something on the TV, forgot that he'd logged into that, and now she's able to see the other things that he's emailed on there. Because, Snowcone, yours was just the old-fashioned iMessage, right? Or was it email?
Yeah, iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage, man. I've got an old iPhone in the coffee table drawer at home. And, you know, it's not turned on, but every time I turn it on, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a phone sitting right here that if someone were to steal this, I mean, they'd still have to unlock it, obviously.
Right.
But it's got my messages on there. You just got to at least be aware of that, because it's one of those things that it sounds obvious, but only really because you probably know someone who got caught cheating or you've heard a story about it, someone getting busted doing something, and then you go, oh, yeah, well, I would never do that. Otherwise, you might not think about it.
Right.
Same, I mean, the email thing, too. So we don't know exactly what happened here, but there's a million ways to get caught cheating, I'll tell you that.
Right, and you don't realize it.
Right. And again, he wasn't cheating.
And there's
cheating.
Stuff that happens, like if you know people send you pictures, you download pictures, and you keep them. Sometimes even you delete them, it gets uploaded to the cloud, so then they go to the cloud, and all of a sudden there's a picture there.
Yep.
Right, and you're like, what? I looked at that for 3 minutes and got rid of it. And they're like, yeah, no, it's on the cloud. And your wife threw all the baby pictures. And you know what I mean? You're like, God damn it. I hear those stories quite a bit.
Around my house for some reason. You remember that movie Sex Tape?
Boy, have I heard those stories.
What, wasn't it just called Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and was it Jason Segel, right?
No idea.
It was when it came out, people made fun of it. Because like, this is such a stretch. That this is how their tape got out. But nowadays, honestly, I think if you went back and looked at least the plot of that, the basic outline, it's not that crazy. Like, we thought we deleted it. It went into the cloud, and somehow our kids, you know, we accidentally gave them access to the same iCloud account that we have. It can happen.
It can.
It's like Lazo always says, anything that you text, you got to be comfortable with it being printed on the front of the New York Times. I think any picture you take, you got to be comfortable with the idea that 20 years from now, someone else will find it somewhere else.
Right.
Because it feels like it never goes away. And if you have automatic backup to iCloud or to
now
Dropbox.
Now here's the question, because it goes a little bit further than that. So let's say, Julia, I'll just put you in the position, okay, of our texter.
Oh, so I'm the...
You're the one, and you happen to open up. Somehow the emails from your boyfriend got put on your phone. You open up and you read them, right?
Sure.
And you're like, okay, now you can probably see what the girl looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect you if she doesn't look anything like you? If she's totally different, do you start to think about that? Like, oh, like, say, I mean, you have purple hair, but I'm guessing naturally brown. Or let's say it's a blonde, and you're shorter and petite, but she's 6'2", right? Like, are you like, what? Is he not into what I, would that be one of those things where you start to think about it?
I don't know. I want to say no. Right. But, like, I've not been in that position to where I can say that and, like, you know, I might be in my head
I think
or feeling
I would,
insecure
even
that one
if it's
day.
Not cheating.
Yeah.
If I'm dating this girl, she's like, oh, I love you and you're so hot and whatever and all these things. And I look at, like, who she's messaging on OnlyFans and some 6'6" Italian guy with, right, slick. I'm like, boy. That ain't the same.
Ah, but it's porn.
I know, but it's just a fantasy. That's why. But I still think in my head, maybe I'd be like, oh.
Right.
Where if it was a guy, you know, who looked like me, I'd be like, oh, well, that's fine. Right. It'd be different, I guess. And then the other thing is, what if he is just talking about stuff that you guys never do?
What do you mean? Like, what kind of stuff?
Sexually.
Oh, sexually. Right. Okay.
He's like this, and I want this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
I think that would be bothersome, because it's like especially if it was like, hey, you never said that to me.
Right. But maybe he would be embarrassed. So then you could take that two ways. Like, okay, this is troublesome, right? You've never brought it up to me, but you could take it like, hey, he was embarrassed to bring it up to you. But anonymously, he's not embarrassed, right? Like, there's no name or anything.
I would say that is more bothersome than looks opposite of me.
Okay.
Yeah, the looks opposite, though, could be a problem, I could see, if you go back. And it's not just once. It's every single search has been 6'2" Italian, you know, tall and handsome, whatever.
I get it. Like, I want to say no right now, but, like, if I was in that position and I was feeling, like, real insecure at that time, I could be really upset by that, you know.
I feel like, see, I think it's the opposite for me. And I think if they were like, oh, I'd be like, well, you know, they're not looking for people like me because I'm on the couch watching sports, right? So, you know, what they're looking for is a fantasy, which would clearly be different than what I am. I understand that, right? That makes sense.
No one's looking for me. Right. Well, like, no one's looking for my type.
And also, I'm here. So you're not looking for you wouldn't describe a person like me because I'm here. You'd be like, oh, look, what about this other thing that's out there that's different than what I have, right? Right. I understand that. That's part of what a fantasy is, right?
Yeah.
I like my car, but I fantasize about other cars, right? And you know what? They tend to be different colors and made by different, right?
Right.
Makers and stuff. I think I would be... I think the, like, I'm into other things that would be troublesome, I think, only because how do you bring it up now?
Yeah,
so like Slim's girlfriend looks at his email and sees it, and all he is on like pegging sites, right? And she's like, oh, you're into that, but now we can't, it'd be really awkward if I just did it, right?
I like how Snowcone just nodded, like, that's true.
That is true.
And I just brought it up because his girlfriend knows. So I was like, you know, we're not really, you know, going too far, but right? So,
yeah.
That would be weird. Like, oh, you're into that? You never mentioned it to me. And you're like, well, it's embarrassing to mention it to you. You know, we're partners. It's kind of like, you know, out there to the left field a little bit.
Look, this is all circumstantial. Right. And there's not like a one-size-fits-all answer.
And then if she came in with it and said, you know, we're going to do this, you're like, no, I only thought about it, right?
Right.
Well, the whole thing's weird.
What if it's something that she's been asking you to do and you say you're not into?
Mm.
Now, I guess he could say he's been doing research, but still. Yeah. I mean, if he's like, no, I don't like that at all.
Anyway, I would, you know, if you got a chance to read those emails, go through them and, you know.
see what the story is.
You picked what you're going to do, and I think you made the right decision. You're going to stay married. You're not going to dwell on it. But maybe there's some information in there that could actually make your marriage a little bit happier.
Yeah. And I'm curious. We won't say anything. We're not going to use names like that. But yeah, we'll say something, but not your name or anything.
Sure.
So yeah, if you got any other details, please share them.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's the Church of Laszlo. I'm Laszlo. That's Julie. That's Slim Fast. He's a good man. And Snowcone in the other room. Well, we're all in other rooms, but it doesn't matter.
Sleeping with 11-year-olds.
Oh, wait, by the way.
Oh, well, that's going to be a tough transition.
It is, but, and we shouldn't even start with that, so just rethink your open. Think about what we're going to talk about, but don't make it that. Yeah. Don't make it that. Just go ahead. I'm going to give you a quick break. The text line, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. John from Vegas already checking in. Thank you, Vegas. We love you. And we would love to stay on your radio station there. So please, if you can, hashtag listen longer, bang your monkey. Go to that Facebook page. Go to that, that station's website and tell them that you listen, right?
Yes.
Email them, do whatever you can because, you know, contracts are up and they're going to move us around and do whatever. But man, we love Vegas. Love Vegas. And we want to stay on the air in Vegas. So, again, bang your monkey there, all right?
Thanks to whoever
it
was.
Go to their Facebook website. I know it sounds like you're listening like Facebook,
right?
But everybody in charge of radio is old, and they read the Facebook pages. They're like, well, on Facebook, they hate them. And I'm like, they did that to us in Dallas. Like, in Facebook, they hate us. I'm like, she's 70.
Right, right.
The 70-year-old retired woman.
Right.
And she says that I'm offensive.
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Of course she does. Yeah. What are you doing? They're like, well, I don't know. Facebook really doesn't like you. Have you lost your goddamn minds? What are you talking about? It's my mother. She's upset. Like, so, but whatever. Like, you know, that they really take it seriously. So I'm like, check out the Reddit. They're like, how do you get to Reddit? Like, stop it.
Yeah.
So if you can, and you listen in Vegas, and you're in Vegas, and you like the show, please listen longer, and then go to their Facebook page and tell them how much you listen, all right? Tell them you like it.
And to the person on Reddit who posted, first of all, thank you, but did you guys see that? They were contacting our company and saying, you know, we want to keep you around. All appreciate that. And go ahead and list the Facebooks on there, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, like Laszlo said, for whatever reason, that seems to be
really awesome
what they check. Maybe like the only thing that they check.
Right. And then John from Vegas, he did check in. He said, 112 in the shade, boys. Send water.
112. Well, you know what? You get a couple of months of really, really, really hot weather, but then the rest of the year, Everyone else is freezing their ass off or doing whatever, getting rained on, cloudy.
There's casinos everywhere with diving boards and waterfalls and dolphins and hot chicks. Like, go do that.
Right, yeah.
I know you're like, oh, we don't go to the strip. We're, you know, we live in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, but at 112,
right,
make your way over there.
I think you're just saying there's stuff to do if you get bored.
Yeah, yeah. It's 100 here, yeah, and there ain't nothing.
Right.
Like, I just go home.
Just looking for a pool that shoulder to
I
shoulder.
I literally
here.
Just go
home. Yep.
And I go, God, if the AC goes out, I'll just die.
You're toast. You have to go.
I'll just literally die.
You have
There's
to go to the
I
casino. You said
right.
that yesterday or day before. You go right. to the casino. Okay. Alicia Silverstone. You know her?
I do.
She was in Clueless for people
do,
who don't
yeah.
remember
I
her.
I like
the
that
star
show. I'm a fan of Alicia Silverstone, by the way.
So she was on a podcast,
mm-hmm.
the Ellen Fisher podcast.
Ellen Fisher.
Yeah.
Boy,
isn't
I know
she like anti-vax or raw
She's
Buddhist
a weirdo, yeah.
or something?
I think I follow her, I think, on Instagram. But yeah, she's definitely vegan, if not something more
well,
than
not
that.
Not vegan, anti-vax, or weirdos.
No,
good job. You just alienated...
No. She's a...
7% of our audience.
Vegans are fine.
Yeah, no. She's vegans like a... Fine. She's an... They call her a alternative,
Damn, man,
alternative parent.
Talk about her a lot.
She has an alternative parenting style, I think, is how they were describing her.
So do I.
With diet and things like that. Right. I was going to say, doesn't everyone kind of have their own
yeah.
style? I mean, it's theirs, right? So that would make it...
I never tell anyone people. How to raise their kids, and you know, unless you're beating them.
Right. But you can definitely sometimes be like, well, that was weird. I don't understand that. Like, I remember you used to talk about parents who smoke weed with their kids, even if they were of age, you're like, eh, how old are they? Like, yeah, okay, they're old enough, but still, why
Although
are you doing
with your kids?
Although
my stance on that is softening.
It's softening?
I mean, certainly not teenagers or whatever, but as they get older, if marijuana is legal, then it's no different than having a beer. My thought was, like, I'm never going to openly break the law with my kids.
Oh, okay.
Even though I smoke weed, and I know they smoke weed, we're not going to break the law together.
Right.
Right? Like, that's, you know, look, that's something for you to do with your friends and something for me to do with my friends. We're not going to break the law together. We're not going to do that. But if it becomes legal and they're 25 and you guys both smoke weed, then I guess it's no different smoking a joint and having a bottle of water than it is to sit down and have a beer with them.
Okay, so I didn't realize
so over
that,
the
so
years that, you know, I'm softening my stance on that.
So we're basically just then with the abuse type stuff.
But I wouldn't get totally stoned with my kids the same way I wouldn't get totally drunk with my kids.
Yeah, don't binge.
Like, I'm not going to get hammered with my kids.
Yeah. I mean, I know people do at a wedding, whatever, but I totally see why
well,
you think.
Well, you know, once
like,
in a while,
yeah.
I guess, if you get drunk, it's fine. But I'm not going to have my kids over at between 18 and 25
exactly.
and just start pounding beers
so
and
just
shots
come to the
with
house.
Them.
Right, let's
that
get
ain't a
drunk.
Thing.
All
if
right.
they happen to see me at a wedding and like, wow, Dad got sauced, okay, it happens.
Yes, I agree. If they come over to your house to see you, they come
right,
to
like,
town,
hey, you
whatever.
Guys want dinner?
Let's get
loaded. Forget dinner, boys.
Yeah.
Let's get
weird.
Wasted.
So, Alicia Silverstone.
You ever get wasted with your parents, Julia?
No, never.
Really? I thought you were going to say yes at least once.
No, I've never really had that relationship with them. Hmm. Like, they're aware that I drink, but I don't know. Neither of them are really big drinkers. Like, my mom likes wine, my dad likes beer, but neither of them I've ever seen, like, sauced.
Did you ever, Lazo, get tipsy with your parents anywhere?
I got drunk with my dad once,
okay.
but I don't think either one of us meant to get drunk.
Where we're like, at a restaurant?
We were at a bar, and okay. we started, you know, we ordered a couple of those Boomba beers, right? And you know, we had one and then two, and the game was on. I think by the time we had three, we were both like, poof. That last one, was, I mean, we weren't falling down drunk, but that last one was like, oh.
Yeah.
I feel this. I think it's the only time. And then my dad went to a wedding once, and my buddy was the bartender at the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't there, but my buddy called me and said, man, your dad is housed.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, because he orders like a Southern Comfort, right, and Coke. And he's like, and I've just been pouring him triples all night just to see your dad get drunk. He's like, and he is hammered. He's out there dancing.
Like, oh, it's hard for me to picture your fun, dad man. Drunk. If you told me your dad never got really drunk, I would have believed that.
Oh,
you
no.
Know what I mean?
He was drunk before he got married.
Okay. I guess I could see that too, but you know, it's all believable, I suppose.
Yeah.
My dad drank all the time, but I used to say I'd never see him drunk, and then I had, you know, my brothers
right.
would say, you've never seen him sober, and there right. was a period in time where he had some sort of health scare and quit drinking, and he did act very different, not
right.
happy, but you know what I'm saying, he never was like, hey, boys, I never
right.
saw him do that. He came home, he opened a beer, and he continued to open beers until he went to bed, but he poured them in a glass, and he wasn't
see, I
chugging.
I think my dad, as Julia said, was a good man.
He was
so
a good
my
man.
Dad drank all the time, right?
Yeah.
And from what I know, was quite a partier in his 20s, got in trouble, you know, a lot of kicked out of college, a lot of things. Met my mom had my sister already,
yeah.
right? Married my mom, they moved in with him or bought a house together, and as soon as that, he quit drinking.
Okay.
He was like, I got a family, I got to take care of him, I got to go to work, this part of my life is over. And that was it. Now, I've only seen him get drunk, you know, maybe 3 times in my life.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He's a good man. My dad quit smoking that way. My mom said when she got pregnant with my oldest brother that she was like, you're going to keep smoking when we have kids? And he was like, all right. And he put it out. And apparently that was the last cigarette that he ever had. But he did keep drinking.
Well, you know, my dad didn't quit smoking, so there you go.
So there, even Steven. No, Alicia Silverstone, I don't know if she drinks or not. I kind of got a feeling that she doesn't just because she seems real healthy. I have no idea. But
there's got to be vegan seltzer water. I'm sure Snow Cone's had it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I follow...
Did you just say vegan?
Vegan.
She might be a vegan, though. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Stop saying vegan.
She could be. So, no, people are criticizing her because she said on this podcast, and she said...
Why isn't it vegan?
What do you mean?
Why isn't it vegan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like vegetable.
Why isn't it vegan?
Mom says vegan, and I'm like, it's not Megan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, when you shorten the name of something... Well, it's like...
It's vegetable, but then they make it V. And just, you know what? Again, just to Megan. Be jerks.
It's like yay and ye, right?
Right, exactly.
You go, well, no, now it's spelled
it's
differently.
Kanye,
so, right?
So it's yay.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's ye.
No, it's
and
yay.
I'm like, what do you eat? They're like vegetables. So you're a
Snow Cone's
vegan?
Gonna flip his
and they're like what? Vegan. Right, I'm like, what?
Are you taking crazy pills?
You got an extra E.
It's backwards. No, I say that Kanye looks like ye when they get just the Y-E,
sure.
Right? But it's supposed to be Ye because his name's
context,
Kanye.
Because you know his name is Kanye.
Right, but when I read it and I don't know who they're talking about, I go, oh, it's...
But explain it with vegan and vegan. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, you're right.
Okay, so what do you think Alicia Silverstone's in trouble for, since we're basically out of time now? Going back to what I said at the very beginning
of this break.
She had
sex with an 11-year-old, apparently.
No, she's...
Oh, my God, you can't just say that.
Well, that's what he said.
I didn't say
sex.
I said sleeps with. She sleeps with her 11-year-old son.
Oh, who cares?
And she said... So look at those two reactions. Lazlo goes, who cares? And Spencer at the same time goes, oh, God. I was trying to think about sharing a bed with my mom. And I know you don't have to think about it, Lazlo. You just sounds, I don't remember many times that it ever came up where they were like, hey, we need to, you know, you're going to have to share a bed. I think I did share a bed with my dad at like a cabin or maybe the lake house one time when we only had a couple rooms. My brother came down. But usually if we had to share beds, I would share a bed with my brother. That's just how it worked out. But I'm trying to think, like 11 years old, sharing a bed with my mom all the time. Ooh, I don't know. Now, people criticize
her. You're in like the fifth
grade. They said it was weird. They said it's going to stunt his growth and all this stuff. So you're like totally okay with it.
Yeah, I think if you're fifth grader, you know, as long as they have their own bedroom, they have their own bed, they have whatever. If they go in and lay in bed with you, who cares?
Well,
I really don't.
Like,
I think we freak out about that stuff. Well, I don't understand what the detriment would be. I know when I was a kid, I would go up to my room, lay in my bed for a while. My dad would always crash on the couch, and then I would walk into my mom's room. She'd have the TV on. I'd lay down with her, and a lot of times I'd fall asleep there. Well, I don't understand. Why would that be
my
weird?
My son's 4, and he has his own room and own bed, but he sleeps in my bed.
Right, of course. What's it matter?
And I mean, I love it. He's my little
buddy. Of course.
You know?
He's your guy.
Yeah, but at that age, that's quite... I mean,
I'm just trying to rationalize.
Right.
If he got to...
Like
weird.
Fifth grade, then would he be, you know, if you, and I'm assuming that she has money for, you know, more beds, more bedrooms. There's space for
him. Of course.
So she's doing this because, you know, this is something that she thinks is good for him or good for her, good for both of them, whatever. Well, everyone, not everyone, some people said, hey, I don't think it's weird, just like you. But there were a bunch of people that freaked out. So now the clinical, you know, doctors are stepping up and saying, okay, it is okay to share a bed with your kid until they start to hit puberty. Then you're not supposed to share a bed with them anymore. So at 11,
probably not quite there, right?
You're getting close.
Yeah.
You're getting close, but the one in this article at least.
And why not?
And why not what?
Share a bed with them at that age. I don't know.
Well, maybe because at that age they need some
I'm guessing they wouldn't. I mean, of course, as long as none of that. I mean, like, just remove any weird sexual stuff, right?
Of course.
Take that out of it. If the kid comes and crashes in your bed while you're watching SportsCenter, I don't think that's a big deal. Or if you're watching whatever you want to watch with your daughter and they, you know, crash with you. Boy, I'm hard-pressed to think that more time with your parents.
That's what someone said on here.
I'm hard-pressed to find that more time with your parents is bad.
Is it the act of sleeping? Because like you said, if you're laying in bed, you're both sitting there watching SportsCenter, that doesn't seem that weird.
Right, if they fall asleep,
so
now it's
act
weird?
Of sleeping
right,
is,
that much, it seems like it's not really weird to me.
And especially if the kid says, if the kid's the one who says, can I get in bed with you?
Yeah.
I don't know why that seems definitely
not a problem.
I mean,
as long as I think they have the option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're not, as the parent, like, you must sleep with me,
yeah.
which
that would be weird. That's but if the
weird.
Kid, right? That, to me.
It's hard to tell.
But if the kid's like, oh, man, I'm going to go crash with mom tonight, I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, it says, you know what? Do what works for your family. this person did say that, you know, once they hit puberty, then maybe, you know, you give them a little more space, let them have their own bed. But
we are saying that they shouldn't have their only bed be yours.
Yeah, you said give them their own space.
Right.
Like, well, they should have that option.
Right, and they should have a bed where they go and lay down and watch TV by themselves and fall asleep there too, right?
Yeah, like Bomb Pop has his room and his bed.
My kid's got an Xbox in his room, and a lot of times he watches TV and falls asleep there, but sometimes he'll come in.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, and this psychologist says, look, everybody's different. Everyone's parenting styles are different. We all had different relationships with our parents. Do what works for you. I didn't think it was that bizarre,
I would think as long as you're not making them and they have an option.
It says co-sleeping should stop when you start to see your child bodies begin to transition in puberty. Prepubescence is the stage when blah, 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 sexual characteristics start to develop. To quote, I wouldn't want a 14-year-old child sleeping in the bed with his or her mother or father. If you ask me to draw the line, that's where I would draw the line.
14.
So there you go.
I think they're going to draw the line. I don't think, I mean, having kids who are now 15 and 11, you're not going to have to draw the line.
That's what she said. They're going to seek their own space anyway.
Yes, they're just going to be like, oh, I don't sleep. Unless, why are you looking at us? Whoa, I can't hear Julia.
Oh, we lost her?
Yeah, I'm working on rebooting it right
now.
Oh,
great. Julia, she's we lost you. I'm sorry.
And we have no idea what she's mad about.
She's like, what are you guys talking about?
She's got a look on her face.
She's like, I hate you. There's none of this
is she writing something down to show us?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Write us a note.
Maybe she's trying to fix something on her
computer. You know, when they told us it would be okay if we lived in different states, they really didn't think about it.
Yeah, they didn't think about the fact that they were going to make us the engineers. that was the part we didn't think about either.
I can see Julia perfectly, and I can tell
know
she's happy
with
me.
Hold on, just reboot it. Let's see if I can get her.
I'm not even positive that she can see us. Is she looking at us?
Here we go.
Can you wave?
Something else. Hi, can you see me?
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay, there. All right, good.
Okay.
So what was your thought now on this?
Were you upset about something or you just couldn't hear us? And that's
no, it like complete your audio completely cut out.
Oh, okay.
Or anything.
She was, okay. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's the best way to make sure she didn't get mad at you.
Yeah.
What?
Cut the connection.
So you think it's, well, I guess we could go through it again, but.
I didn't hear what you, well, I heard the argument about whatever and then it just cut, like I just couldn't hear you guys at all.
11 years old. That's how old her son is, Alicia Silverstone's son.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. You too then, right? Like whatever. Yeah. And I do think, like, they're like, 14's where I cut it off. 14, they're going to cut it off by themselves.
Right. Yep.
They're like, I don't want to be around you so much, right? I mean, if it's an 11, they'll cut it off. 10, they'll cut it off. They know when to do it. They're not, like, I just don't think you got to overthink. It's like the same thing. I hear those arguments. I remember a good friend of ours that works at Four Hands Brewing or whatever it is, right? And he had a new kid, and he was talking about it. He's like, well, you know, when should my kid get potty trained? And I'm like, whenever he's ready.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out. Do you know, unless he has some sort of, you know, and I'm being honest, some sort of mental issue, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know any grown adult who doesn't use indoor plumbing?
Right, they figure it out.
He's going to figure it out. Like, you know, you don't have to push it. It's fine. Your kids will be fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Oh, not much. How about you?
I'm good, man.
What are we doing? Oh, we're getting ready to doom scroll. Get you.
Wait, hold on a second.
What's wrong? Uh-oh.
What's the problem?
That look on his face.
Yeah, I know.
It's like he just found something.
The person responded about the sexting again.
Oh. Okay.
So they heard us talk about it. They responded. They said, variety of girls. Some look like me. Some not. Email exchanges were normal, of normal variety. Nothing that out of the realm of what they do.
Okay.
So there you go. You're fine.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 15 years married.
15 years married.
And your sex life is healthy?
Instead of stepping out or doing anything, the guy looks a little porno at night.
Right.
Probably stressed out, got a job, goddamn COVID and recession and inflation. Late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, the guy wants to pleasure himself and not have to involve anyone else. And you're going to find out and bust his balls for it? Like, give the man a break.
We're not taking it out on her.
She didn't, though.
Be a good man.
Of the guy being like, have you seen these gas prices? What am I supposed to do?
Yes, man. I'm trying to just say, I need 15 minutes to me. Please. I'm raising kids. I got a house. I got a mortgage. Can't afford my car payment. Jesus Christ. I just 15 minutes with some woman who just will talk to me about sex only.
No, you're right. It's her fault, right? For sure.
It's not her fault, but she needs those times, too.
No,
and it's probably good for their sex life. You said your sex life is good yourself, so, you know, maybe that's part of the reason
why. It's like when, you know, a kid called years ago and said, you know, I think my dad goes in the basement and smokes pot or something. It's like, Jesus Christ, kid, do you have a house?
Right.
Yes, you got a car? Does he get you to school? Is there food on the table? Yes. He's stressed. So think about that for him. He has to go all the way down in the basement and hide behind a water heater, smoke right. half a joint so that nobody can smell it,
very specific.
And then come upstairs and watch ESPN while he thinks everybody's in bed. And you're sneaking around trying to catch
thinking
him.
Thinking about calling social call services. Right.
Leave him alone. Right. Leave him alone.
All right. You're going to doom scroll with me coming up?
Yes.
All right.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
The Order of Hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
From the text line, sweating my balls, delivering this mail, but I just want you guys to know we love you in Detroit, and I'm telling everyone to listen. That's our guy. Man, it's got to be hot delivering mail, man.
Well, yeah.
If you're at home, give your mailman some water.
Yeah.
Like, go in the fridge and get him a bottle of water, for Christ's sake.
Hey, question. Have you guys ever had an Amazon Prime delivery delivered by somebody just, like, in their car?
Yes.
Yes.
What a weird thing. I know it happens, but, like, it happened to me a couple weeks ago. I ordered something, and then, like, same day, somebody pulls into my driveway in, like, a Honda Accord and just gets out.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not, like, a marked car. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then they just hand me my package. And then 2 days ago, I ordered something that morning, and then yesterday morning, Josh is, like, getting ready for work. It's early for him, like, 4 a.m., and he's like, I see a silhouette of a man on our porch, and there's this car in our driveway. And they're delivering our package.
Yeah.
It's so jarring.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
I haven't had that happen, I don't think.
It's, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah,
which, like, again, I appreciate it. I just didn't know that was, like, a thing.
I did see one yesterday that was a UPS truck, and they had just barely painted over the UPS logos and put Amazon Prime, which I'm thinking, I feel like Amazon probably has some rules about, you know, how they do those vehicles, but...
It's like when Spirit buys old airplanes.
Yeah, just barely paint over it, and you see the old Delta.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably something after Delta. I don't know. What were some of the... It doesn't matter.
Chris from KC checked in. He says, speaking of getting housed, you all are playing at the Liquor House in Blue Springs. Boom! Liquor House. Who doesn't love the liquor house?
What a great name, too, when you're getting ready to start that business and, you know, you're talking to your, I don't know, business partner. We're like, what are we going to name it? Like, what about just liquor house? How did anyone say, like, I don't know if I like that. I don't think so.
Everybody went,
I think everyone went, that's it. Liquor house. We're going to be all over the country with a name like that. And maybe they are. We'll get a text and be like, it is all over the country, dip ass. The news. Steve Bannon, the man who wears multiple button-up shirts at the same time in case he has to change his shirt. I don't know. I think he answered a question about that once, right?
It's the most unsettling thing that I've ever
seen. It's so totally 1980s.
Kids used to wear the double polo and put both collars on.
I've seen that. I've seen
that. Whenever he does it, I'm like, he just never stopped. 1984.
No, these are long sleeve
button-ups. I know, but whenever I see it, like, that's what I always think. Because when I was a kid, you know, and the older kids, you'd see him with the double polos popping up. I'm like, man.
And that came back for a while.
I never did it, but I always thought that has to be uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And that did come back for a little while in
2000. It's the clearest sign of psychopathy I've ever seen.
I've just never seen anyone else do it. So yeah, the double polo thing is totally bizarre, but it was the thing that I've seen people do.
Yeah.
When Steve Bannon does those interviews and he's wearing multiple button-up shirts, and he always looks hot anyway.
Yes.
I'm thinking, what? And I know he answered the question, but it doesn't matter. He was in trouble, right?
The vegan argument just made me dumber. I'm here for it.
Well, yeah, that's this whole show.
You may not end up smarter at the end of it.
Dumber,
that's true.
Dumber. But it feels good to be dumber, I promise. So Steve Bannon was facing those charges of contempt for defying the January 6th subpoena, and he was just found guilty. I think there was like two counts of it. He was just found guilty on both of them. It says that it's a maximum fine of $1,000 for each count and up to 12 months in jail, but he won't be sentenced until October, according to this thing. Okay. I finally found something where it says when he gets sentenced. I know that he gave some speech on the courthouse steps, and I didn't listen to it. Anybody else?
No. Nope.
Apparently people were excited. The big news about the Jan 6 stuff is Josh Hawley from Missouri. That's all anybody is talking about. So send
Ron
Josh
Hawley. Ron. Like, if those are not, that's your state.
Oh. Yep.
Slim, that's where you live.
Yep.
And if the Democrats don't just start putting up commercials and billboards with Run Holly Run all over it,
they've totally missed the mark.
That's right.
It's all over
he did it for you.
Sure.
You've got it. That's the campaign.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Josh Hawley is the one who famously stood out there on January 6th and put his fist in the air to the protesters, and people accused him of, you know, riling up the protesters and supporting this potential coup, insurrection, at least a riot, whatever it was. And, of course, he did not vote to certify the election. So that's Josh Hawley. They had a police officer who they did not give the name testify as to the consequences of Josh Hawley's actions that day by putting his fist up in the air and looking over at that crowd. And they said, look, you know, it got that crowd worked up. And the problem is that he's in his little safe space over there protected.
By the way,
and we're not.
We're not talking about it and going into it too much. But is there anything more unappealing to the eye than just a douchebag white guy putting up the power fist to a bunch of douchebag white guys? Right? Like, I think you guys are missing the mark from the Olympics. Like, maybe you're just off a little bit, but what do I know?
Well, I'm sure he has that instinct to do the open hand.
Yeah, right.
Like,
but he closed his fist.
Like, what's her name from Fox News? And she did that at the convention.
He's like this, and he's like, beep, beep, beep. Sorry about that.
Sorry, I was thinking I had Four Locos on my fingers. I forgot. So this is the unnamed officer testifying about Josh Hawley.
He raised his fist in solidarity with the protesters already amassing at the security gate. We spoke with a Capitol Police officer who was out there at the time. She told us that Senator Hawley's gesture riled up the crowd, and it bothered her greatly because he was doing it in a safe space, protected by the officers and the barriers.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what they showed is they show video. They show a picture. Obviously, they show that picture of him with his fist in the air. And then they show him a little while later. There's obviously security cameras inside the Capitol building. And they happen to catch it's this camera facing down a long hallway. You can see some people standing around. I think there's an officer standing there maybe in that clip. And in the background, suddenly you see someone come running from one side of the building to the other, just running across the hall. And they had it highlighted, and it's Josh Hawley. And then it shows another clip from a security camera where he's coming down the escalator to get the hell out of there. Right. And when they showed this to the crowd, they've seen the fist, they've heard the testimony, and now they see the video, and they don't know what they're about to see, I don't think. And when they see him run across, everyone in that room started laughing. This is a room full of people in suits and dress attire, right? These are politicians and stuff and reporters. And when they saw that, everyone laughed. it sounds like a laugh track. Like I just played you a clip from a laugh track or something. But if you watch the clip, they laugh. And then the camera kind of pans. You can see them all looking at each other like, oh, my God. Did he just run? That looks really bad, right?
Right.
Of all the things that they've said, you know, this is what's going to come out on the January 6th committee. And this is what we're going to give you. And wait till tomorrow. And wait till primetime. This, I did they tease this at all? I don't know if they did or not, but because I didn't see it until after it happened, didn't hear about it.
And even if you're a conservative and you know, you're a Bannon guy, right? A Bannon girl, you're a let's go Brandon type of guy. When you see Josh Hawley run, that's all you need to know, that he ain't like you.
Right,
he doesn't care about you. He doesn't want to be in the same room with you. He's scared of you.
He's scared of
he just wants you to vote for him, right?
Yep.
He's not like you.
No.
He's nothing like you.
No. He's, you know, those guys scare me the most. The, you know, the Ivy League educated
ones. Nothing else. At least Trump said, let him in. They ain't going to hurt me.
Right.
I know that sounds insane, but in my mind,
he wouldn't have
I'm
run.
More interested. Trump wasn't running through
he
that
knew.
Hall.
He knew. Right.
Right. Trump would have just stood there and been like, incredibly, as the president, go get him, boys.
Right.
Right? This guy's like, no, I don't, boy. Right.
They might not recognize me. I hope they saw that Facebook. Guys, remember this? Remember when I gave
like, just like that dorky high school kid, right? Yeah. Like, come on, guy. Like, but I don't really, like, I'm not.
It's almost like the dorky
he's not
kid
fighting
to
for
fight.
You. Yeah. He's not fighting for you. He didn't lead you into that room. No. He ran from you.
Yep. And that's that. And,
and as much as I despise Trump, at least he did lead you there.
Right.
He didn't go either, but
he says he tried, or at least other people say
he
tried.
He grabbed the wheel and stuff. Yeah. At least he was given appears to be some sort of ridiculous effort to get there, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Hawley thing is, of all the stuff, probably the funniest image. It's obviously the funniest, but
and it certainly is national. I got a text from Mikey in New York this morning. It just said, it was a picture of Hawley, just said, run, Hawley, run. That's in New York City. So.
Oh, yeah, it's all over. It was the top thing on Reddit all, I think, for a while yesterday. But don't those guys scare you, Lazo? The you hear their old professors talk about how, you know, they were brilliant, these brilliant minds, and they go to these great schools, and then they just seem to be complete and total opportunists. Like Josh Hawley, I don't even know if what his connection to Missouri is. I think it's somewhat minimal. I don't know when the last time was he lived in the state of Missouri, but Ted Cruz is one of those, right?
These
people where you just go, I don't think this is.
I would
who
rather
you are.
Deal with someone that I honestly, me being on the left. And then people being further left than me who get mad at me, right?
Yeah.
And people on the right who get mad at me. I would rather deal with you face to face if I believe that you believe in your convictions.
Exactly, that's it.
Then at least I can have some respect for you. Like, all right, I do not agree with you at all, but I do have, you've thought this out and you believe it.
That's what you want.
I don't believe Ted Cruz believes it. I don't believe Josh Hawley believes it. I believe they would do anything to get elected. Right?
Yep.
Say anything to get elected. Dr. Oz, right?
Right.
That guy, say anything, do anything to get elected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying there isn't people like that on the left. I am. There are. I know that. So.
For sure. It's just you can spot those opportunists.
And sometimes I fall for them.
Yeah.
Like, John Edwards, right? I loved him, and you may have loved Josh Hawley, but after I found out about John Edwards, I'm like, all right, he ain't the guy,
right?
He doesn't believe that. You got to look at Josh Hawley and be like, he ain't the guy. He's not what I thought he was. It's okay that I voted for Edwards. I was like, no, I'm all Edwards, man. Yeah. When that was happening, that's my guy. And then they were like, well, all this happened. I'm like, phew.
Yeah.
He's not my guy anymore.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean all of a sudden I turned Republican. I just was like, that ain't my guy, and I don't want to be associated with him. Wiener in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, loved him.
That's
not my
one.
Guy.
That's a good one.
He would do anything to get elected and say anything, and he knew where he was. Not my guy, right?
I think Edwards is a really good one, though, because that was one where you had these, oh, look, he got someone pregnant. And you kind of go, all right, well, what's his story? Because obviously he had a story that he gave. And then you see, you know, the guy that worked for him wrote that book. And you're like, well, this guy's trying to write a book. You know, okay, there's the incentive. But you can get enough information from multiple people where you go, all right, I think there's enough people here. Plenty of them don't really have a ton of incentive
to lie.
You know,
maybe I'm wrong, but I feel the same way about Wiener. I watched that documentary, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
If he was from a very middle-leaning borough, he would have been a lot more middle-leaning. He'd say just about anything to get elected. That's what he was going to do. Yeah. And you know, when he started running for mayor, you could already see him starting to go that way.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's okay. He just ain't my guy.
Right. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, do the lighter side of doom scrolling. Oh, by the way, the hero from the fire?
Yeah.
Did you see him on TV?
No.
Oh, he's been doing interviews.
The Church of Laszlo.
We're going to doom scroll some more in a minute. Julie, I will say on the subreddit, or at least maybe it was a, no, it was a, yeah, maybe it was a subreddit, whatever it was, there's a comment that at least agreed with me that said, I've now seen it twice, and Julia's arms disappearing are unsettling.
Oh.
And it is. You just look over, and she has no, and I know she has arms.
Yeah.
But then she bends them behind her back, and it really looks like a person with no arms. And no matter how many times I see it, I go, you have no arms.
I know. I'm sure it's jarring. I just sit in this chair all day, though, and I get, my body gets stiff. So
no, I mean, it's fine. I think it's wonderful that you can do it. It's just, I want to make sure that I'm not the only one who's jarred by the sight of you with no arms.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, do it again. Let me. So weird. So weird looking.
I stretch like that, too.
So weird looking. I can still see your arms.
Yeah.
Hers
yeah.
are gone.
They're yeah. gone. Yeah. Have you seen her baby hands over Zoom?
No. I didn't mean for it to look like a baby hand. I don't know why it did. Was it because it was tucked in my... Well, I have very tiny hands to begin with.
Group text it. It was like an optical illusion.
But I think it was an illusion because my jacket was like...
Snowcone sent me a picture the other day, and I accused him of having baby hands, and he got mad at me instead of just agreeing. Look, doesn't it look like Laszlo? He's only got three fingers, and his hand is... There's nothing wrong with his hand.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he got it blown off from fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird
looks
picture.
Like you got a three-fingered hand.
Yeah, no, it's like it does look like a little tiny hand. One, I have small hands. It's just, but it's like in proportion with how short I am.
Julia,
but because it's tucked in that jacket, it does look a little weird.
You look like the guy from Scary Movie when he's got the.
Oh, it does look like
take my strong hand.
Like you have a prosthetic hand, and they made it the wrong size, or they gave it to you when you were a baby, and you didn't have insurance to get it upgraded.
There's that one game with the baby hands, and that's it. Looks like I have that little thing.
I'll put the pic on our social media so people can see it.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll tag you on it, dude.
She's a good man.
That's a good hand.
Good hand for a good man.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. What's going on?
Gonna finish doom scrolling here?
Good. Let's do it.
Oops, hold on. My computer. Snowcone keeps changing my computer. The idea of owning a pet snake. I know we talked about this. There was a time there where you were worried that if you had the boa and you like brought it to restaurants
Stop
and stuff, it,
it
could help
Stop
you get
it.
Chicks, but
Stop
it might also
it.
Turn
Stop
some
it.
People away. Well,
I'm
you
not
that,
Alice
right?
Cooper.
That conversation we had, it was like 15
I don't like
years
a
ago.
Lot of, I know people like him. I'm not much of a reptile pet guy.
Right, but when you see those guys with the snake and they bring it into the bar, it seems to attract women like Axe body spray, doesn't it? They come like, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Like right, so... anyway, I don't know where you stand on the pet snake issue now or just exotic pets in general, but...
I'd like a tiger.
A man near... Well, that'd be good. If I had some property, yeah. They shouldn't... They don't want... I don't want them to get, more rules with that.
Always has property.
Just put them on the property and, you can keep an eye on me, but don't make that illegal. You're going to outlaw Tiger King?
I hope
put
not.
Him in jail? I guess they did. Okay. A man in Pennsylvania almost died... Because apparently he's got several, but he has at least this one pet snake, or did, a 15-foot pet snake. And I guess the pet snake attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
So the police get there trying to help him because this snake has wrapped around his neck and stuff. It's trying to kill him. But when the police walk in, somehow, according to one of the officers, the snake is looking right at them. So they're like, well, it's
shoot
not
it.
Coming at us. Just shoot it.
Yeah.
So they shot it and killed it and... I guess saved this guy's life.
This morning, a Pennsylvania man is recovering after police say they were forced to kill his pet snake that was strangling him.
28-year-old male with a snake wrapped around his neck.
Neighbors say the man had many pet snakes in his McCungee Township home, where a family member found him unconscious and in cardiac arrest Wednesday with a 15-foot snake on top of him.
Quite literally, the officer looked into the room and the snake was looking up at him.
So when they got there, the owner...
Was he in cardiac arrest because of the snake, or did he have cardiac arrest and then the snake was like, I'll kill him?
No, they made it sound like the snake had caused cardiac arrest. They don't say who the family member was, but a family member is the one that called 911. I can imagine they're trying to help. The snake is too big. They can't get it off.
Sure.
So the police come, and when you hear shoot a snake, I liked what he said, that he's like, it's big enough. Because if it's a smaller snake, if there's a mamba coming at you or something,
right.
I mean, you could try shooting at it, but seems you'd have to be a pretty good shot. And I think this... Apparently a very big snake, 15
feet
long.
Probably just put the gun right to its big head.
Yeah, and they said as soon as they shot it, they were able to get the snake off of there and get this guy some medical attention. But I know you have said, Laszlo, all joking aside, that you have kind of a thing with any animal that could kill you in a fight.
I don't like to keep it in my house.
Yeah.
Anything in my house that can kick my ass,
a dog
I don't allow it.
A dog that can kick your ass.
Will not allow it.
You're not into. Is that part of the reason you'd like the older dog? kind of the senior dog. It needs a home.
The dog's ass. I don't want a young dog that's got to walk a lot.
Well, right.
That's my only thing.
But okay, now we're into the animal fighting thing. There are dogs that you're afraid could kick your ass, though, right? Like a big German Shepherd or something? Or
whoop a big German Shepherd's ass.
Okay. Interesting. I know I probably asked you that before, but I just couldn't remember. Remember the story?
Things back, put it in the camel clutch, just little paws out over my knees, snap its neck backwards.
Wait, so you're getting behind it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it going to do then?
Well, it's moving pretty quickly, so getting behind it could be tough. It's got a hold
Jump
of
on
you.
It.
Could be have a hold of your neck. I don't know.
It doesn't.
Remember the guy in Indiana?
It doesn't. I know you're thinking about it, but it doesn't.
You remember the guy in Indiana who we said deserves, I think you said $3,000 a month, Lazo.
Oh, yeah,
so
the hero.
The rest of his life, yeah. The hero, and truly a hero. By anyone's definition, he's a hero. He's a pizza delivery guy. He was on his way a little after midnight to the gas station, and he's 25 years old. His name is Nick Bostic, and he sees this house is engulfed in flames. He runs inside. There's a family there. He starts ushering people out. I think he ushered like four people out of the fire originally, and then he said, who else is in the house? And they said, our little sister's upstairs. So he goes back into the house that is completely engulfed, goes upstairs, finds the six-year-old girl. He's trying to make his way out. The six-year-old girl's feet get caught in the curtains.
Oh, no.
Which when he got her out of there eventually, they said the only injury was that she had hurt her leg, I guess, from this. But her feet get caught on the curtains. He's having a hard time getting out, so he jumps from the second story.
How did her feet get caught in the curtains?
I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood. It's me. So maybe he said curtain rod. I don't know. But okay. They're caught in something. He's having a hard time, and he needed to get the hell out of there. So they jumped from the site, or he jumped, holding her. And there is police body cam video. You've probably seen it. But if you haven't, I recommend watching it. It's amazing. As he hands the girl off, he lays on his back. He says, I need oxygen. They come over. The medics come over to start treating him. And he just kept saying, is the baby okay? Please tell me the baby's okay, referring to the six-year-old girl. Everyone who saw this said, this guy's a hero. We said we should take care of him. Lazo said $3,000 a month doesn't have to be extravagant. Just make sure that he's got a safety net the rest of his life. And now he is doing interviews. The family is doing interviews as well. The parents of that family, I think we're on like the Today Show or Good Morning America. But Nick himself, the hero, is now speaking.
The heat scared me, and just the whole situation scared me.
25-year-old Nick Bostic saw the two-story home engulfed in flames.
It was adrenaline. I hightailed my butt into the house. Going through the around the side of it, through the back of the door, up the patio, went to go downstairs, found Kaylani in the smoke, continued upstairs, collapsed at the top stairs, and then went to jump out the window, but her leg got wrapped up around the curtain, and so I finished up busting the window out after I got it unwrapped, and then we jumped out.
Good for
Amazing.
Him.
Amazing. He was, you said, Lazo, the other day when we were talking about this, fire's hot, and it does sound ridiculous to say, but you forget when you get close to a big fire
how hot it is.
I think as a kid or something, when you think of firefighters or someone rescuing someone from a burning house, you think, okay, you can't breathe the smoke, and then as long as the actual flames don't touch you, you'll be okay.
Right, yeah, no.
But no. It's very, and that house, by the time the cameras got there at least, was completely engulfed, and you could see he had just come out with that girl, so he was in there when that fire was blazing. He said it was very hot. He was treated for smoke inhalation and some burns from the fire, but he looks like he's doing all right. He says he's excited to go do other stuff. I think he said something about playing football or something, but
good for him.
Let's do something. How much is the GoFundMe up to, Snowcone? Can you check that?
Last I saw was
$400,000. Oh, well, forget the $3,000 a month. He's good.
Oh, he's only 25. $400,000 for the rest of his life?
And rescue some kids. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but,
That's pretty good.
Let me check. Let me get an actual number right now.
Get what that number is, and then also grab your calculator and the real
one.
Yeah,
they told you,
yeah,
we'll pay you $500,000 to run on this house.
It's at $544,000.
Oh, yeah. It's at $544,000, so he's over half a million now. You know, you said $3,000 a month. I don't know. We'd have to get the calculator and figure out how many months and how many years we think he's going to live. How many years we think he's going to live? 25. He's young, so I don't know. But I think either's good.
Yeah.
Right? He's got the GoFundMe, but there is something to the idea of taking actual taxpayer money.
No, I agree with
and
that.
Saying, and right. You don't have to do it. Everyone said no because then you're going to get scammers. And you're right. I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
But maybe it's like we just kind of decide. We get, and maybe it's kind of on the down low. Mm-hmm. Give you the Medal of Freedom. Hey. You don't need to do your tax returns. Don't worry about it. You're okay. Here's some money.
Yeah.
You're fine. Oh, your house is paid off. What? Yeah, here's the deed. Everything's taken care of. Just stuff like that. You know, that way people, we're not advertising it or anything. But $500,000 is good. Have you listened to the Indiana school janitor singing on stage in front of the crowd? I swear this video is older. I thought I saw this like a month ago, but maybe not because I checked and everyone's been talking about it yesterday and today. It's back if it was there a month ago. This janitor at this Indiana elementary school has gone viral now because he gets on stage and he performs Journey, Don't Stop.
Oh, that's Julia's favorite song.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a tough song to sing, I would think,
it
right?
Is? I mean, I don't know. It seems like you hear it in karaoke all the time.
But right? I mean, that the high-pitched voice. I guess if you can do it, you can do it. This guy could do it, and people were very excited.
He's the janitor gone Journey.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, God.
Richard Goodall stepping up to the mic at an Indiana elementary school graduation ceremony.
It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers,
what do you think?
I mean, good, he can sing. That's good.
Oh, my God. It's not on. This wasn't on, like, a America's Got Talent. I know you hate
like
that.
Like, a lot
but
of people can do it. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I don't, look.
Can you? Let's
no,
hear you.
But, no, a but janitor. A lot of people can. Right? Like, a lot of people can sing.
It's because he's a janitor, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Well, he didn't go on America's Got Talent. He's just at the school talent show or whatever it was. There was a graduation. And he just starts singing.
Who cares?
And he does a really good job.
You know, let the feel-good story be a feel-good story.
I purposely...
I'd love to hear you guys
feel
sing.
Good. What? I don't think either one of us was saying we can sing.
No, but, I mean, a lot of people can sing. That's what I'm saying.
But that's, that sounds like a hard song to sing well, and he did
song,
it really well, right?
But you know what? Good for him.
No, you're right. Good for him.
Well, Steve Perry thought it was good. He tweeted at him. Well, he tweeted about it, and he said, I love this. And I can only assume that at some point, because he's not in Journey anymore, right? Didn't they just put out another album
they
without him?
They found a guy who sounded like Steve Perry, and now they tour. It's the same thing.
Well, they should use
his
this
name,
guy.
I think, is also Steve.
This can be your backup guy. You take him on the road with you. I mean, you have a backup guitar, right? What if he's a little hoarse that night? That guy's a good singer. Oh, look, I don't know what happens here. I'm not saying the government needs to give this guy money, okay? I'm not saying that we need to take care of him for the rest of his life. It's just a feel-good story, and I know not to
it's
do
also,
anything.
I mean, it is also a little...
What are you going to ruin now?
Well, I mean...
He already hates it, so...
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of people can sing, and you said it's only because he's a janitor. And look, it's a little demeaning. We're like, oh, look at this guy. Clearly, we thought he had no talent because he's a high school janitor, but he can sing. Imagine that, right?
It's like, not no talent. It's hidden talent.
Right, but we're saying that because he's an elementary school janitor.
If you started singing right now, it would make headlines.
Yeah, it would
be
a surprise.
It would be like, wow, Laszlo, a hidden star.
If they were like, guy... No,
we've never heard
that. You don't think
before.
That the word janitor has something to do with this story going viral? Are you telling me that if janitor isn't part of the story?
Because
we think janitors, you know, they clean toilets. Look at this guy cleaning a toilet. He can sing too. Imagine that.
We don't think it. He does clean toilets.
Right, but that's why this is a story.
Sure, because we didn't know, right?
Well, we didn't know because we just assumed all he could do was clean toilets.
It's like Luke Skywalker's dad was a water farmer or something, right? I mean, he's just living there all alone.
I don't
we
know
didn't
what you're
know.
Talking about, but it made me angry.
I'm saying it's
so
in movies.
About that.
It's a story that we use all the time. The person who's unnoticed, you know, maybe they're poor and no one knows they have a talent. And then suddenly, boom, look at who I am. It's a feel-good story. I know you don't like the America's Got Talent stuff where it's produced. It's formulaic. For all we know, Simon knew these people and brought them up there. But this is just a small town guy.
All right.
Singing in a
I don't. I, good. Good for him. He can sing.
All right. Well, I was going to try and end on something that felt good. And I really thought because you like that song, that's one of the cheesy classic rock songs that you kind of like, right? You kind of like that song, don't you? You don't need to hear it again. But I thought in the past you'd said, like, yeah, it's
fine. Whatever.
But the janitor's singing it, and I thought,
I hate the song, and I like the story.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. I appreciate that you have whatever that is that allows you to enjoy feel-good stories. And I'm sorry, Laszlo, that you lack it.
I just see the world as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at that. Dumb baby toilet cleaner.
Wow.
He
okay.
can sing, too.
Wow.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what the story's telling us.
I hope you
us.
Just got Julia's reaction to that. I hope you got her face there.
I'm saying that's what the story's saying. I'm not wrong about that.
I didn't see that in the story. I just
yeah,
saw
they didn't
he
have
janitor.
To. They just said janitor. They didn't say elementary school employee.
Right.
They had to use janitor for a reason.
Yeah,
so that we know. That's the guy that we think can only clean toilets. Look at that. He also has a skill.
He's also the guy that imagine nobody talks
that,
to.
Huh? He can sing, huh?
He's also the guy look nobody talks that. To. You're the one who has this prejudice that everyone thinks janitors are dumb, apparently, because that was not in the story. That was not in the story. It's a feel-good story.
That was the story.
The story was a janitor can sing Journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. A janitor can sing.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this.
All right, fine.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on?
So look, there's no like news story that accompanies this. I can't find any more details. Someone posted this video. They uploaded it to YouTube yesterday or day before.
Okay.
They say the only information they have is that this happened in Jacksonville, one of the many cities
Laszlo used
to reside. And you enjoyed Jacksonville, right? It's a good place.
I did. I liked it a lot.
Good place for a young person. Plenty of sun. Well, this grandmother, they're calling her grandmother. She's old. She looks like a grandmother.
Sure.
She looks like she's, I would say, mid to late 70s, you know, or the Florida sun could have gotten to her, but she's older.
Okay.
So she's in her car and she does the thing where she drives off and leaves the gas pump handle in her car. Aww. And of course, those pumps, they have the breakaways.
I always worry,
right?
I'm going to do that.
Me too. Because for whatever reason, when that happens, everyone automatically goes, idiot, you've done it?
Yeah, for sure. I've driven away with a pump in my gas.
Oh my God, did it rip off?
Yeah, it ripped off.
Like it was supposed to with that breakaway
thing? Yeah, breaks away.
How did you find out?
Oh, that they have a breakaway situation?
Yeah, they all have little breakaways on them.
So, had to be in, I don't know, I was in my 20s for sure, and I was driving from Detroit to Florida.
Okay.
It was like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And you're almost out of gas, and I pull in. I've got a limited amount of money to pay for gas, right?
Yeah.
So, I think I put gave the guy, you got to pay first. So, I walked in, I gave the guy $10. Bought a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
A St. Ides. And, put in my car and went out. And then I went back outside, lit a cigarette, and just started my car and went.
Mm-hmm.
And I got going onto the freeway. And I was like, oh, God damn it, I'm still empty. I was like, oh, I forgot to put gas in it. So I turn around, go back to the gas station. I walk out. I'm like, yo, man, I forgot to put gas in my car. He's like, you drove away with my pump. And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, look at your car. And I was like, oh, you're right. I'm like, sorry about that, but seriously, you got to give me that $10 back to put gas in it. That's what happened.
So wait, he didn't ask for your insurance or anything like that? I've never had
I don't think
happen.
It's a big deal. I think he just went back out there and put it back on.
Okay, because this video...
They probably see it happen.
I think they're just breakaway pumps. And from what I saw, he took it out of my gas thing and then started doing whatever he had to do to it.
He's just annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, in this video,
like an idiot. You're just an idiot is what I mean.
Well, right. That's just it. People take pictures and they post them and they go, look at this moron.
Right.
It also used to be like a sexist thing. They would post a meme, and go, of course, it's a woman.
Me.
I've been very nervous. There's been times where I thought, oh, my God, did I drive away with the pump? I always think maybe I forgot. But I don't think I've done it. Well, this woman in Jacksonville, according to this person that uploaded it, she's in Jacksonville, drives away with this gas pump handle in her car, and the people from the gas station come out and they get her attention. And they're filming this for either Instagram or Snapchat. And she comes back, she talks to them, she gets out of the car, and the woman's like, look, you drove away with the pump. I need your insurance. This cost a couple grand to get it fixed. When he comes out here, do it. So I'll let you listen to this. What happens is, at the end, what you can't see is she goes in her car. I assume that they thought what I assume. She's going in there to get her insurance card or something. She's in the car and she just drives off. So Granny did a hit and run with the gas pump.
Hey, hey.
You snatched the whole hose out.
You snatched the whole hose out.
No, I didn't, because it wouldn't give me any gas, or if I just... Well, that's what was dragging. I mean, it wouldn't work, so going to another one.
Well, I mean, you have to take the hose out to leave.
I know.
Does my mom need your insurance
information? Don't have to be rude.
Huh? Your insurance information?
Oh, come on. Really?
Do you know how much this costs to replace?
The thing was broken.
It was not broken, ma'am. Oh, it's broken now, but it's
wasn't
not broken.
Broken.
Like $2,000 to have the people come out.
Now she drives off.
I got your tag, dumbass.
She drives off. Yeah, so now, I don't know, I assume they're looking for Granny with hit and run, and that woman said it cost a couple grand. But I love the idea.
I don't think you have to pay for it.
Well, that's what I wondered. I haven't done it.
I can't imagine.
Like, hey, this is going to cost you
money.
I mean,
the guy was, I mean, he was more like dumbass to me.
Yeah.
But.
She's asking for, like, her insurance. I need your insurance information.
Seems odd.
I don't know why that's just, it's one
of those
things.
I don't know
why,
I guess. I mean, maybe it's just because cars are so weird.
Yeah.
Those cars, like, if I was in a grocery store and, you know, I knocked over a lamp, I wouldn't be like, well, contact my insurance company or I'll pay it.
Right.
Those little signs, like, you break it, you buy it. I'm like, suck it. I'm not doing that.
So you make
me pay for it.
You're saying if you were in like an antique store, you break it, you buy it, something accidentally breaks. You're the kind of person saying, I'm not paying for
it.
It's
not a law.
Okay. Okay.
Like, no.
Yeah. I don't know how that works legally. I don't think I've ever broke it and bought it. Oh, I'm sure I have at some point.
I don't think I have either, but if I see it, I'm like, you know.
I would definitely pay. I would apologize and apologize and apologize and pay and then feel like an idiot. But the gas pump handle thing, for whatever reason, has become the sign of like, ha-ha, I'm better than you. Everyone wants to feel better than other people. And if they see the handle in the car, that's automatic, I'm better than you. And I feel like we need to end that. It needs to go away. Because it could happen to anybody, happen to Lazo. Snowcone did it in his car, only when Snowcone did it, the pump didn't actually break away. Snowcone was driving away from the station, and it like rips
not
out. And everyone at the gas station is looking at him.
Oh, man.
And so even though it didn't break, it's like it got everyone's attention because it made so much noise. Look, people, it's like when you get cut off. I know it's frustrating, but instead of flipping people off, pulling a gun, whatever you do, remind yourself of the time that you accidentally cut someone off, that you didn't see someone and you cut someone off, right? The gas pump thing, I guess it's not just my phobia because Julia said it's one of hers too.
Yeah.
The idea of driving off with it.
I mean, I just get embarrassed when I pull in on the wrong side and like my thing's on the other.
Do you know you have a little arrow on your gas?
Yeah, laser? I know,
okay.
I know.
Okay.
But nobody thinks
to...
of that when they're in the moment.
Sorry.
I always look at it.
I do too, just in case.
Every time. Even though I know where it is, I look at it every time. I'm like, where's that arrow point?
Me too.
Once I realize that that's what it was for, then I like can't not look at it now.
Yep.
Well, I know.
It's like I can't do math because I know there's a calculator.
Right.
You know what messes me up, though, is like, so my gas thing's on the passenger side. But you know how when you like go to the gas station and like they're take... Like each thing is taken in its own unique way, and you need to figure out how to turn around your car to get it on that side based on how, that's what messes me up. Because it's like math.
Right.
No, I'm with you.
You say, okay, there's a pump over there on the right, but I'm going to have to turn around to get to it, and then will I need to back
it? I've seen that later, the video of the lady who keeps driving
around. And
that's
trying
me.
To do, right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And then I just leave.
That's a good idea.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm getting the full hate of the custodians.
Oh.
And it's just, I think you got to listen to what I'm saying. Because I think you have misdirected anger. I think if you focus your anger, it would be on Julian Slimfast.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Exactly. No.
Exactly. Exactly. No. But you're just not listening.
Snowcone, shut up.
Fair.
They think you can't do anything.
Right. See, I said it's not surprising to me that a custodian can sing Journey.
Yes.
Because I believe custodians can do anything. I have no idea.
Tell
that
us.
The story was, we're surprised that a custodian can sing. Look at this. And I said, I think that is talking down to custodians. They think custodians only clean toilet bowls, that there's no way they could sing a Journey song.
Get them.
I'm saying it's not surprising that a custodian can do anything. It's a good, admirable job. And I'm sure they can sing, dance, play baseball, do anything that anybody else can. Anybody on Wall Street, anybody on the radio, anywhere, anywhere. And I'm not surprised that they can walk up to a stage and sing. The story was made big because people are surprised a custodian can do anything besides menial labor. And I said, I don't like it. Now, the custodians are mad at me because all they heard was custodian toilets. And I tell you what, I understand you because that's what you usually, that's how you usually talk to them. by people like Slim Fast.
Oh, Jesus.
But not by me. So what you did was you heard it wrong. I left you out of it, Julia, because I just don't want to hear it. It's a Friday. So, so Slim Fast talking bad about people
that. Oh, Jesus. I read you the story and played your audio.
I'm just saying, custodians, your anger is misdirected. I, if you really go back and listen to that, am on your side.
But I disagree with you because I think if it was a Wall Street person or a teacher or whatever that could sing that well, it would go viral. He sings better than Steve Perry could sing today, I'll bet. I mean, he was perfect. It was perfect. It was amazing. It was a surprise.
There's no way that says million-dollar hedge fund guy sings on Wall Street Journey as good as anybody. That does not go viral, my man.
You can't see a video of them having a party in their three-piece suits.
No, I can't. No, of course
singing.
Not. No. No one can. And no, neither can you. Standing on Wall Street, sipping a martini with millions of dollars shoved in their pants, going like, look, dude can sing too.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
So you've clarified now.
Thank you.
All I did was read the story. Let you hear a little bit of the audio.
I feel like Julia's mad at me. I can't.
Just trying to keep you updated. I don't know. She's waving her tiny hands around, though. Like,
oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Did we post that picture yet?
Yes, we did. It's on our socials.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. Sometimes your hands
People
look tiny.
Really think my hands are that small.
Well, I mean, we didn't Photoshop that picture or anything.
No, it's just, but it's an illusion because it's tucked into my jacket and it just looks like extra
it's
tiny.
It's an exact replica of
And also,
your
you
hand.
Can't see like that I'm short and it's just the way it is.
Would you guys, since you know Lazo's sitting here trying to defend himself,
I don't have to defend myself.
Well,
I just have
did.
To explain myself.
Explain yourself. Julia's defending herself or explaining herself about her tiny hands. Snowcone's getting talky. Do you want to, real quick, just change the subject? We can do something lighthearted here real quick.
Yeah.
We haven't done some would-you-rather questions in a long time, the four of us, right? It's kind of fun when we do these, and sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but I feel like that can lighten the mood. We can change the subject. We all think janitors are capable of anything, just like anybody else. They're human beings.
Some of us are surprised by it, and some of us aren't. Me and Snowcone aren't surprised by it.
Right.
The many varied talents that
Don't
a custodian
start.
Would have.
All I said
as
was it was
to
a good
else.
Story.
Yep. Okay, so.
You're not being a good man.
Would you rather, these are musical questions that I found, okay, for would you rather. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be able.
I feel like we're all on edge right now.
We are. That's why I'm trying to lighten
it's
the mood.
It's our second fight of the week.
I know.
I mean, I could get you something from Cosmo or someone, but I feel like this can just lighten the mood.
We'll start sending messages to other people on the radio and OnlyFans. Huh? I'm cheating on you guys.
Oh, man.
Sending dirty messages to OnlyFans people about radio.
We could take screen. Well, no, never mind. I'm not even going to say that. That's horrible. Okay, would you rather? Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather be in a 90s grunge band? Let's just assume these bands are good. Would you rather be in a 90s grunge band or an early 2000s pop punk band?
90s grunge band.
Well,
right?
It's not just about, you know, do you like the music? It's also about, I would think, like, you know, what kind of life am I living? What do my fans look like, right?
Soul or not.
Well, I grew up on the early 2000s pop punk, and I loved it, so I'm going with that.
So you'd rather be in Blink 182 or something like that?
Yeah.
Than Pearl Jam or...
Yeah.
Okay. I go grunge, but I'm a little bit older, but Julie, I totally get it. Both sound very appealing to me, but I'll go grunge. Would you rather be a talented songwriter who can't sing... Or a great singer who can't write his own songs. This is just like that documentary on Netflix.
A
right?
songwriter who can't sing.
Why is that?
Because you make a crap ton of money being a songwriter.
I didn't watch the documentary. Lazo did. There's two documentaries. I don't know. Lazo, did he make a lot of money as a songwriter? In that
I think he seemed to be doing well. I mean, but he wasn't George Strait famous.
Right. And there's no fame because you don't know
thing.
Who you are.
But
I kind of like the,
that's what I'm saying. You might like
the
that.
Behind the scenes.
The anonymity. Yeah.
I mean, you take the songwriter. Because just because you can sing doesn't mean, as we discussed earlier, I don't want to bring back,
right.
You know,
bad
memories, Julia, where me and you fought. But as we discussed earlier, a lot of people can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can write a hit song.
Right.
So
now they're saying great singer. So, you know,
a lot
but
of great singers.
I think there are
there.
A lot of those.
Right.
Writing a hit song is worth some money.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's going to be harder to just to capitalize on my great singing.
Yes.
Other than maybe a viral video if I get a manual labor job or something.
Well, you can't write any songs. So it's just like, you know, you're not going to have anything to show anybody.
Yep.
So I think if you can write a hit song,
it would be frustrating though, because you aren't getting the fame, and you see these girls out in the audience going crazy.
Not everyone
crying.
Wants it though.
I know not everyone does, but I think there would be times where I would go, oh, I wish they knew that I wrote these songs. Especially if you're writing love songs or something, that they're like, oh my god. But I guess
you
can
play guitar in the band.
Tell them at a bar.
I also feel like if you're prolific enough with your songwriting, people do kind of know. Like Diane Warren.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, they did make a documentary. That's something. And the guy's wealthy, so whatever.
Right.
Money will help you anyway.
But also, just because you can't sing doesn't mean you can't play guitar in the band.
Well, I think they're saying, like, you're not
in the
band.
That's all you got going for you.
Yeah, you're just a songwriter. That's all you can do. All right. Would you rather be able to play the guitar as well as someone like Slash, right?
Yeah.
Or would you rather be able to dance like Michael Jackson, as well
dance.
As Michael Jackson? The dancing is great for parties. You can just pull it out anytime, right? But that's gonna wear on people quickly, especially if there's someone in that group that's been around you multiple times, like a friend of yours, and they have to see you moonwalk all the time. They're going to get tired of that. They might stop inviting you out. And I don't know that it gets you money. I'm with Lazo here. There's lots of good dancers.
Yeah.
If you could really play guitar like Slash, I think you could get a job.
Yeah,
can't
probably.
You still go? So you're a guitar player. If you're as good as Slash,
yeah.
Can't you at least? I'm not saying that automatically means you're going to be in a great rock band, but
no.
You could work, right? There's a need for that, or are there too many great guitar players?
I mean,
players?
It really depends on your ambition.
But
you
so
have
there
to
are
get
there
out
are,
there and do
there's
it.
There's a lot of great guitar players.
There's a lot of great
that
guitar
are really,
players
really good,
that
right?
That are really, really good. That don't make a living off it.
Yeah, yeah. That's, so what do you're going with guitar the last?
I'm going with guitar anyways because it's just a cooler feature.
Absolutely, it'll impress people easier. Julie, what are you doing with the Michael Jackson dancing? Are you just pulling out at parties, or are you trying to get into a band?
I'm going to go on TikTok.
You're going to go on TikTok. That's a good idea. Damn it, we're too old to think of these things. I'm thinking
and then you see what happens with those kids who dance. They end up in Netflix movies.
And think about that for a second. Me looking the way I look, you just turn on the camera on TikTok, and I dance as good as Michael Jackson.
That'd be something.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going guitar, though, I guess. I could
go on America's Got Talent.
You could. Absolutely. If you're as good as him,
yeah,
you could get some notoriety, I think. I don't... Yep. Well, no, there are a lot of great dancers, but to be as good as him, he also created a lot of things that were unique, so, you know, you got to assume that you could do the same. Let's just assume, then, that you are good enough that you're getting some fame from it, from both. I think the guitar playing is still better. Even if you're getting fame from both of them, the guitar thing... It's just more impressive, Lazo, like you said.
Maybe.
You pull it, I know.
I mean, I'm still going to go with the guitar, but the TikTok thing has got me thinking twice.
Right, but do the girls like the
Glad
Michael Jackson dancing?
For you.
I don't know. Do girls like the Michael Jackson
yeah,
dancing?
Yeah, we think it's cool.
Are they swooning?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, next one. I feel like this one's obvious, but I didn't write these questions, so you tell me. Would you rather be a famous singer, like yourself, you're a famous singer, or bring back your favorite singer who passed away?
I'd rather be one myself.
Right.
I'd rather be one for myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's an odd question. Because
if you bring them back,
I get
they're
going to
die
songs.
Again.
Right.
Right.
You make a good point.
And I get some
they're
new
gonna
songs.
They're going to re-die. Like, and that sucks.
Yeah. And I mean, even if that person comes back and writes some great songs, okay, you get some more songs. But the first one, the other option is be a famous singer. Not a good singer like earlier. A famous singer. To me, that just seems obvious. Okay. Would you rather go to a randomly selected concert once a month, so you don't get to pick it, or go to a concert of your choice, but you only get to go once a year?
Of my choice, once
a year. Once a year, right?
I feel like I do go to a randomly selected concert once a month.
And you're young. You're young, so maybe you like the idea of just going
I honestly enjoy it.
And you know a lot of genres. You're familiar with. There's a good chance you'd see someone you know and that you like. I'm good with the concert once a year as it is.
And I get to pick?
Yeah, you get to pick it as something you want to see.
Yeah.
Like Springsteen.
Yeah.
It's coming to town. Tickets are $5,000. Well, I'm going.
I'll go,
That's it. That's the one. Okay, and then finally, would you rather smash a guitar in front of a sold-out crowd or be able to pick out your favorite guitar and own? That's what it says. Our audience, or be able to pick out your favorite guitar and own.
The
what does own mean,
Snow
Cone? That just mean that you're good
so
at
you
it?
You own it, you get to pick it out, and you own it.
Is that it? You just own it? Okay, I'm just making sure that's all it is. So I'm not
they
a guitar
pricey.
Player.
I'm
sure
smash.
They can. You could get a famous person's, like, you know, this was Kurt Cobain's guitar or something, right?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, but smashing the guitar.
I don't really want to do either, to be honest with you.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, you have to pick one. That's what this is for.
Then I'll smash one, I guess.
You never smashed a bass when you were in the toilets?
Of course I was. But of course I have a million times. But the point is, like, am I in that band?
Yeah.
Or they just, like, come up to the stage, you're going to smash a guitar.
No,
you're
in the band.
Weird.
You're in the band and you're smashing the guitar.
So then.
You've done weirder.
Right. But then, but people are like, why is this guy smashing a guitar?
Why not?
at the Springsteen concert.
If it's not his show, I get what he's saying.
Right, but then you're asking in that question, it's a sold-out arena.
Right, I assume they mean...
So now I'm a rock star who sells out arenas, or do I want to own a guitar?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm a rock star who sells out arenas, I could buy that stupid guitar. Like, none of these things don't make sense, and they make me angry.
Yeah, I don't
like
that question.
Idea of you coming out and smashing at a guitar, like, at a show you don't belong at. Like,
exactly, it's
like,
so
you
weird.
Come and do it at, like, a Dua Lipa show, and people are like, huh?
We
Doja coin.
We have to make this
Doja
coin. Julia, you got the connections. You got to get Lazo. Even if they've turned on the house lights and people are starting to walk away, he's got to come out there, be mic'd up, and start smashing a guitar for no reason. He's going to go viral.
The Church of Lazo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, I've got the list here. Did you think of what advice you would say to someone, the mistakes to avoid in your 20s?
No.
Because
I've
think...
I've just been drinking.
Yeah. And I think that you also think like, eh... You're gonna make some mistakes in your 20s.
Sure.
And isn't it 20s?
You got plenty of time to recover.
And it's the decade where you are kind of don't break the law. But other than that, like, you can fix everything still.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, your health even, like, I'm going to smoke.
Yeah,
and I'll quit when I'm
30.
I feel like you can do that stuff. So these are the things, though, that people said, all the advice that they gave on the internet, and then kind of put into order by, you know, how much people agreed with them, okay? So I'll just start here at number 11. But they say the mistake to avoid is not saving any money. And they say people in their 20s are too frivolous and they spend too much money. And what they should be doing is saving. Well,
that's true. But that's advice for the 30s, 40s, 50s,
exactly.
60s, 70s. Like,
you think they don't know that? You think they don't know? Like,
well, the 20s, I really don't care.
You don't care. Exactly.
Right.
And also, again, I think you can start over. Plus, in your 20s, there's a very good chance there's nothing to save. You get your paycheck in, it's already spoken for the most part, right? You take just enough out to buy some booze or whatever it is that's going to make you happy for a little while. And then the rest of it, you got to pay your electric bill and your rent and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Of course. We're fine. I just think if you were working for a company or whatever, you could say, you know what? Put 2% in my 401k.
Exactly.
Like,
yes. If you
that would have been smarter of me.
Yeah. If you start your career in your 20s a career, what you would consider
whatever
a career,
it is, if they offer a 401k,
then do it.
Then you ought to put some in there.
When when I met you or talked to you for the first time, I was working at that car dealership, and the owner of that dealership had come to me and he said, sign up for the 401k. I said, no, you know, like I'm 20, who cares? So he forced me to sign up for the 401k and health insurance, which was good.
Right.
But at 20, I was like, I don't care. Even though it was such a nice thing they were offering. All right, the next thing to avoid in your 20s is using too much alcohol to cope with your problems or numb your emotions. Don't do it, they say. Don't do that. Well, that again could be advice for everyone, right?
Sure.
But I don't know. You're gonna learn in your 20s, I think.
Of course, but you can develop a pretty good chronic alcoholism problem in your
20s. Absolutely, you could. So, but are you saying that in your 20s you try and take it easy?
Keep an eye on it.
It's difficult because everyone around you
see how much you're using it. Keep an eye on it.
There's a lot of
people. Because what's fun in 20 is debilitating at 30.
Exactly. But then that could also be turned around and said, so you better do it now because you're not going to be able to do it when you get older. Go have fun.
Right, but the problem is you might still be doing it in 30s. Now you're just debilitated.
Yeah. I don't know how to, you know, there's not a good way to like test that and find out if you've got that addictive personality gene because the only way to know for sure is to have a drink, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to find out. So I don't know how advice is going to help. Okay, this one, I hear this all the time now, wear sunscreen. There's more and more people that are getting cancer now. I think Joe Biden talked about it the other day. Everyone thought Joe Biden said he had cancer. Apparently, he had had he's had some non-cancerous whatever removed. But it's becoming a huge problem, so you're supposed to, wear sunscreen. Do you wear sunscreen every day, Lazo?
I do not wear it every day.
I spray a little. I'm bald, so as a bald person, you kind of have to. Now, the next one.
You wear sunscreen every day, Julia?
Every day, on my
face. You do, really?
On my face, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like part of my getting ready.
You, Shogun?
Sunscreen?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I would have thought you for sure.
Why?
Well, he's a really pale guy. I thought maybe he put it on, maybe you had an issue, like you were worried about it or something.
No.
Yeah. Not making fun.
I
but,
know.
Yeah.
I just read the thing the other day. They said, how do you stay young? How do you continue to look good into middle age? And the top thing
sunscreen.
From these doctors was sunscreen.
Yeah.
They said drinking and smoking will, age you, but they said sunscreen is the number one thing because sun damage. Remember the girl, I'm not going to call her by name, but she came in. She worked at the local news station at the time. She just loved us and kept asking us to come on her show.
Yeah.
And we said no, but we finally said she could come in here. I don't know if you noticed, but
she
does not allow the sun to touch her.
That's right.
When she goes outside for like her kids' sporting events, she wears a huge sun hat. So she's always in the shade.
You're still alive.
Right, but she's on TV. She's saying, like, you know, this is how I get paid.
Well, some people are, like, prone to some stuff, too, in the sun. Like, I've got a friend with lupus, and, like, sun just, like, makes his face, like, really, really rashed.
Lupus. I know lupus. I've been scared of it before when I read it.
I think Ellen had it. It gives you, like, a butterfly thing on your face.
Butterfly rash, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Believe me, I thought I've had it a million times. Yeah. WebMD that 100 times.
WebMD tells you a lot that you have lupus.
Right.
You know, and it's like, no, it's just ringworm or whatever. Right. But yeah, I've thought I've had lupus several times.
Me too.
The next thing you're supposed to avoid in your 20s is...
I've prayed I've had lupus because I went down in WebMD so far.
Could be.
I'm being honest, I thought I had so much worse things because I'm such a hypochondriac. People hear that. Julia looked at me like I was ridiculous, but I'm such a hypochondriac that I can get it to like, oh, I don't have 6 years to live. And then it'll come up lupus. I'm like, lupus? You can live with lupus?
Yeah.
Oh, please let me have lupus.
Of course.
Like, I'll pray for, right?
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I've gotten better, though. I don't go on with me. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Lazo. Hmm. I got my blood work back last night. I'm healthy.
Everything's good.
And they checked everything. Well, you know, your cholesterol's a smidge high and your triglycerides just a little bit, but not like for medication. They just said maybe cut the carbs a little bit and everything else is perfect. Can you imagine?
Is that what they said? You know, like cut the carbs and sugar
said,
a little bit.
It said my only concern is that it's slightly high. It's not a problem yet.
Yep.
But if you cut your carbs, that'll go down.
Yeah.
Lazo, I've been drinking that sludge every day for 10 years. I told him, check my liver, doc. Check it. I want you to check it well. And he's like, yeah, I'm checking it. And I got the paperwork back that said I'm okay.
Congratulations.
When you get that back and find out that you're basically not dying.
That's good news.
Do you celebrate by doing bad things for your body?
No.
You don't? Oh, I wanted to smoke. No. I wanted to drink. I wanted to take a bunch of Kratom. I was like, I'm healthy. I can still damage my
body. No,
it
takes a while. Like if I get it back, because I just got my blood work back and, right?
Yeah.
Before you, nothing major. And then I'm like, oh, I should try to keep this for a while. It takes like 6 months to 9 months before I give up.
Right.
Then I'm like, oh, forget it. But that like right after it, I'm like, oh, I need to go work out more. So I use it the opposite way. Like, oh, this came back good. This is my reprieve. I thought it was bad, so I wouldn't care. But now if it comes back, I'm like, hey, whatever you have, we can fix, right? Yeah. Medication or whatever. Then I'm like, okay, I need to take this serious.
Okay, so that I did that the first time I ever did it.
Then I won't do it for like 3 years and then, right.
But the first time I ever did it, they gave me the results. And I was like 30. I thought I was indestructible. And they go, your cholesterol's like a smidge high and your triglycerides. Exact same thing. So I'm like eating, you know, sugar-free brand cereal from the health food aisle and everything. I did that for a couple months. I was only drinking tap water.
Right.
Sort of went, I think the fact that I'm 40 now and it came back and it's like, it hasn't changed at all in 10 years.
Well, that's
like,
good.
Dude, I've been drinking a lot of whole milk and eating a lot of waffles and apparently I'm doing all right. All right, next thing to avoid in your 20s. We got to hurry. Don't plan your future around the person that you're with or your relationship in your 20s. Don't start doing that.
Mm-mm.
I would honestly say, like, don't get married until you're... I know their age is going up a little bit. I think it's like 28 now for men, 26 for women. Well, it varies by state. But what do you think, Lazo? Marriage, minimum age to get married? Or do you just say don't get married?
Well, I know. I think you can get married. I don't know. Late 20s, probably.
You think late 20s is okay? Yeah. I think I was like 28. So somewhere, I think, you know, 30s probably good. The next thing you're not supposed to do in your 20s is isolate yourself from friends and family and just sitting around playing video games or watching TV all day. They say, you know, it's bad for your body physically and it's bad for your soul. Now, my thing is with this one, if you're sitting around isolating yourself, maybe there's something else going on. And if that's the case, if you're in your 20s, go to the doctor. Yeah. You know, believe it or not, they can't help. I'm not saying that they got the magic cure every time, but they can help. Like, Lazo, I think it took you a while before you thought, you know, oh, maybe you did not think when you started having that first massive panic attack in your late 30s,
no.
You didn't think like, I'll go to the doctor and they can take care of my anxiety. That's not what you were thinking at all.
No, not at all. Didn't even cross my mind.
Right. But eventually we got you there and you went.
Right. And better.
Helped a lot, right?
Well, I took the medication. I'm not even on the medication anymore.
And now at least you've got that in your mind.
I know. Like, when we talk about it, I can go back. I remember watching football, playoff football. And the Seattle Seahawks playing, and they show Pete Carroll, and he's got his hands on his knees, and he's watching the play. He's got his khakis on, and he's into it. And in my head, I'm thinking, why do you care about that?
Yeah.
Like, you live your whole life about a stupid football game? Like, why? This whole thing is dumb. Why are you so interested in it? And right then I went, wait.
That's depression.
I've lost interest in football, and I think, oh, there's something wrong with me.
Yep.
Like, it was that simple.
Yep.
Like, oh, I hear people say they lose interest in things they
like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I got to talk to someone.
I've absolutely been there. Same exact thing, too. Like, oh, my favorite team, the Chiefs, are playing.
Right.
Well, I don't care. none of this matters. And that's when you go, whoa, right. Hey, doctor, can I get in and talk to you? Okay, the last one's here, things not to do in your 20s. You got to take care of your health a little bit, at least, that's they true. Say. Because a lot of people in their 20s, one person said that they used to like drink a lot and eat a lot, and then what they would do is just starve themselves for days so that they wouldn't gain a bunch of weight or whatever.
Right.
I know, mess up your metabolism.
Yeah. I used to puke up snacks and beer and stuff, you know, on purpose. Probably shouldn't do that. Just do a little bit better, right?
A little bit better.
Then the top two, it says be a little bit frivolous. Don't do all the things that you want to do just because you're 20 if it costs a lot of money.
Okay.
Try and just be a little bit cheaper.
I don't know why I agree with that,
but okay. Because this, you're all about
I said we were saving
life.
Money, but I'm also like, you're 20. If you really want to do something, then go do it. Because if you save all your money for when you're 60, you may not be able to do it. And there's no guarantee you're going to get to 60.
That's my thing.
And so if you really want to go to Italy and you got the money,
go.
I wouldn't say, well, let me save more. Let me, go. And that now, if you don't have the money, then you got to work at it. But if there's like things you really want to do,
do it.
Throw away your money early because there's no guarantee you get to 50.
I agree.
There's no guarantee you get to 60, and certainly there's no guarantee you get to what 65 when you retire that you can even walk around.
Right,
Italy.
That's the other thing too that you can
and
enjoy.
You got your
it.
Wife pushing you around, like you know what, go while you can.
Retire in your 20s, as Lazo said. And right. I know everyone doesn't think like this, but in my 20s, I thought I probably won't make it to 30. I had that mentality. Right. I've talked to other people that have that same thing. You know, when you're young, you're like, I'll never be 30. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, go do it. Laszlo told me to retire in my 20s.
Retire in your 20s, just know you got to work till you die.
All right, last thing, the top thing that people said is go to the dentist, which I should do more often, and take care of your teeth because when you get older, it costs a fortune to have your teeth worked on. Which
and the problem is just disappear out of nowhere.
Yep, and they,
just driving to work, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Why did my whole mouth hurt? And you're like, and then you go to the doctor, like, yeah. We've got to do like a root. You're like a what?
A root canal.
And you're like, that's what happened to me. I was like, Well, and I'm like, well, when can you do it? And they're like, we can't get you in for 3 weeks. I'm like, I have to live like this for 3 weeks. Like, yeah, sorry, man.
Luckily, you found someone on Twitter.
I did. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
also, you hand them your dentist insurance or your dental insurance card.
Yeah, that doesn't cover that.
And then they say, okay, you just owe us $6,000.
Dental insurance is weird.
And all it covers is that tooth cleaning, I think. Is that all it does?
It didn't cover a lot of what I had to go do.
Yeah, you got slammed with that bill. That's not something you can ignore.
No.
You know what I mean? I can ignore a pain in my chest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't, but
I shouldn't, but I can. But if your mouth is hurting like that and you can't eat.
You can't eat, you can't drink.
Right. And then what are you going to do? They say it's $5,000. That's what you owe.
Yeah.
You just got to pay it. So the top thing it says is, go to the dentist.
Just go home and grab a pair of pliers and pull that son of a bitch out.
Yeah, you could do that.
Look, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I need to get out of here.
That's
so I had this crazy, I'm going to continue, quick crazy story, then we'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a message, on Instagram, because I put that thing out, like, hey, listen longer, I got kids and stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw
that. And this person, female, messages me and says, I have kids and stuff too. You stiffed me on a tip.
I told you that happened.
Years ago. And I was like, what? That doesn't sound like me. Like, that's not me.
I know.
And then she was like, you were at this place, which is a place that I go to, and you were super drunk, and you walked out on a pretty big tab. And I was like, that still doesn't sound like me. Like, did you hand it? So anyways, we find out. I go back. I was with a record guy. And apparently he got drunk and didn't sign anything or do anything. But I don't know when I'm leaving whether he's tipped or not, right? Like, I have no idea.
Right.
So I say, hey, you know what? Let me make this good. Give me your Venmo. I'll tip you on that bill from 2 years ago. We're good. Like, I'm not worried about it. And she says, you're a stand-up guy. And I said, well, this will be an interesting love story. And she said, I'm free this weekend. And I...
Oh, what? Baby!
Boom. Wow!
Wow!
Boom!
Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.